Our next speaker is Fatima Breland from the Breland Law Firm in Houston, Texas. She focuses her practice on estate planning, probate, guardianship, and estate administration, helping families cope with loss, either due to death or incapacity. Fatima is going to tell us about the role of the ad litem, and I give to you Fatima Breland.
Thank you. Good morning. Can everyone hear me well? I have been told that I have a very soft voice, to which I respond, I think my speaker is backwards because I hear myself very loud. So thank you for the opportunity for coming and talk to you about the role of the ad litem. It was humbling to put this presentation together. This presentation is based on the ad litem manual by Judge King. We heard much talk about how this document is very comprehensive. The updates to this manual are now done by Judge Cox, the Honorable Judge of the Harris County Probate Court Number 3. I thank Judge King for allowing me to present his paper and Judge Cox for the updates. They both made this presentation possible. I also thank Gaston Borrello for allowing me to review his paper when the ward wants to contest, and many others who answer my call as I put this presentation together. So about the ad litem role. Whether you are a seasoned attorney in the area of guardianship, or you are a new attorney coming to practice in this area, the manual is a document that contains a wealth of information that really should be kept on our desk, at our fingertips, as a reference. It contains information about the duties of a guardian ad litem, the duties of an attorney ad litem, what is the role that each of them plays when we are representing a proposed ward. It contains information on each of the roles in guardianship, restoration, removal, partition, trust construction or modification, the sale of minors' interest in property, and show cause and compliance proceedings. These are just a few of the roles that I am going to be talking about. The paper is very comprehensive, but I selected this especially when they touch in terms whenever one is appointed to represent a proposed ward, or when we are appointed to represent someone who is under guardianship and they are seeking to be restored. The manual also has a chart that guides the reader as to what is the applicable section of the Texas Estates Code. And sometimes, if you get an order and you are thinking, where do I go to see what is going to be my role, the chart guides the reader as to where to go. It also has a summary, and that is on pages 55 through 57 of the ad litem manual. And it talks in general about the guardianship, but then also as to what is a guardianship? Is it needed? So it gives a reader, especially someone who may be new into this area, to get a very good idea as to the scope of what is in a guardianship proceeding. There is also an updated chart, and you can find this chart on the website of Harris County Probate Court Number 3, and that is Judge Cox. So to start, as we get appointed as an ad litem, it is very helpful to study the chart, study the manual, and mainly study the Texas Estates Code, which is where the guardianship is based. It will help us navigate, since we are in Galveston, navigate the duties of guardianship, know how to perform our role of the guardian or attorney ad litem, and know when to recommend a show cause. Now, as I was putting this together, I just wanted to, the illustrations is just to help me move along and to sometimes make some points as to what is the role. An ad litem is not all the same. It depends on what section of the code you are appointed. And an ad litem is not only always mandatory and sometimes is discretionary. For example, in the creation of a guardianship, the attorney ad litem is mandatory. There shall be an attorney ad litem appointed to represent the rights of the proposed ward, the person who is purportedly incapacitated. Now, the attorney ad litem, it is the duty of the attorney ad litem to represent that, what Judge King calls this involuntary client, to represent this individual as if the client had come and knocked on your door and say, I want you to represent me as my attorney.